Hi, everybody, and welcome. We just finished some work on the dissipation of glamour, and we're running a little bit long on that, so this was a rather sudden entry into this program. There's perhaps not too much more to say about the present circumstances regarding the final electoral votes, of which there are 538. They are now distributed in such a way that 306 belong to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and about 232, I think it is, to Donald Trump and Mike Pence. The direction is clear, and those who really think about it realize that barring some unforeseen condition, manipulation, who knows what it could be, it will be Joseph Biden who will be the president-elect. He already is, and who will be sworn in on January the 20th at the inauguration. There are, however, constant attempts by the Republican Party to upset the justifiable trend and to give the election to the present president. And the Supreme Court, I don't know if the determination has been made, but they have a very serious determination before them, with, I think, 106 Republicans in Congress who have asked that the election results be overturned by the court. The true experts on this possibility think that it is not possible and that the Supreme Court will not take up this matter. We will see. What we do know is that among millions of people and among many who should, Ann said now it's 126 Republicans that are demanding of the Supreme Court that they reverse everything, which really is not their purview at all. So we hold fast and we continue our work, siding with the divine plan as we understand it. And that's what we're going to continue to do tonight. So I'll turn this over to Tuya and we'll go forward.
Good evening from Finland to everybody. Thank you that you are again here with us. Nice to see at least Jane's face. You can put your videos on if you wish to do so. It's lovely to see you there. Thank you. And now we are going to read further. These are actually the last slides what we have. And they are, I think they were seven in number. So I would need seven readers. And we put Michael the last, that then he can continue commenting and we can move forward
quicker. Yeah, I even wonder whether we can do the whole thing tonight. I suspect.
Yeah, I think we can because it is just about the same thing about the war, just going back and forth in different ways. So it's like some one subject in it. So that's why I think we can do that. Okay, are you good? And just be brave there and raise your hands.
And
Okay,
Cindy
Karen.
has said, yes, she can.
Okay, do I see too little? Now we still need at least five. Jane is saying something. I can. Okay, Cindy and Anna, Asha. Okay, I think we have now. Great. So we will just go ahead and we will read these slides, just everything in a row. And if Arjo, you would be kind and start. So unmute yourself.
Okay. In September 1939, supreme wickedness broke loose upon earth because the hierarchy could not and would not infringe upon human free will the evil which humanity itself had engendered, manifested itself, and that to which certain nations and certain individuals had responded, appeared, and thus World War II started. Rampant evil took possession of the earth through the medium of the Axis nations. The Germans marched into Poland. This country was the recipient of the first impact because of her national selfishness, her suppression of the lower classes, her exaltation of the fascist-minded aristocracy, and her hatred of the Jews. The United Nations then began slowly to organize under the impression of the forces of light. Can you a little bit move? I can't see it.
Can you see now?
The war was on.
Thank you, Arjo. And then Karen, you can unmute yourself.
What under these circumstances was the hierarchy to do? Full opportunity had been given to humanity to arrest the descent of evil into manifestation. Voices of leaders and humanitarians everywhere were proclaiming the need for reform. On which side should the hierarchy throw its weight and its influence? Should it take sides at all, or should it be neutral? Should it remain aloof and take the position of the onlooker, the observer? Should it stand superior to the deeds of mankind and await the decision of the battle to be fought? Should it conform to the sentimental ideas of the church-trained public and talk peace, peace, when there was no peace, and present a negative aspect of love to all peoples, whilst hatred strode rampant over the earth?
And Asha, unmute yourself.
It must be remembered that in this war, all Poland,
okay, Asha, we cannot hear anything. Asha, you have to have the headset. Otherwise, we cannot get any sense from your speech. So I will give you this in the end. So we take first Cindy and Anne, and then you. Cindy, would you be kind and unmute yourself?
It must be remembered that if this war had resembled other wars down the centuries and had simply been a fight between human groups and nations, the hierarchy would have remained outside the conflict and left mankind to fight a conclusive victory on the merits of its fighting units. But this time a great deal more was involved, and this the hierarchy knew. This war has not only been an aggressive conflict between nations or of hate between the exponents of differing ideologies, but something far more serious. The hierarchy knew that extremely powerful forces were taking advantage of human stupidity to intrude into world affairs, and that potent groups of evil beings were organized to exploit the existing world situation.
And Anne?
They knew also that the combination of ancient evil with men's selfishness would inevitably prove too strong for even the United Nations if they were left unassisted to meet the Axis powers and the lords of evil emerging from their hiding place. So the hierarchy took its stand upon the side of the United Nations and let it be known that it had done so. In doing this, definite physical steps were taken to aid the forces of light.
Anne, if you would continue still this next one.
Sure. His work has been greatly hindered by the sweet sentimentality of the unthinking Christian and by the well-meaning...
Oh, I'm sorry. Anne, I skipped one slide.
No problem. Men and leaders were carefully chosen and picked disciples were placed in positions of power and of authority. The leaders of the United Nations and of their armies are not godless men, as are the leaders of the Axis powers. They are men of rectitude and of spiritual and humanitarian purpose, and are able thus to work, consciously or unconsciously, under the inspiration of the hierarchy. This has been amply demonstrated. On account of this decision of the hierarchy, Christ became automatically the leader of these forces.
Thank you. And Asha, do you have now your headset? You can go ahead, Asha, if you are there. I see you are. Did she lose the connection? Okay, Michael, if you read, but please do not comment yet.
Okay.
Right, can you hear me now?
Yes, very better. Well. It's better now.
Okay. I signed back in. War 6. His work has been greatly hindered by the sweet sentimentality of the unthinking Christian and by the well-meaning, but oft unintelligent pacifist. Both these groups would sacrifice the future of humanity to temporary methods of being nice or being kind or taking gentle measures. The forces of evil stalking the world today do not understand such measures. The cry of such people that God loves all men is true, eternally and forever true. It is one of the unalterable facts of existence itself.
Thank you.
And now I have something after.
Yes, and now Michael read the last one. Yes, then we have the discussion.
Yeah, okay, very good. So, God loves without distinction and irrespective of race or creed. To that great life naught matters but humanity and its perfecting. Because upon humanity depends the salvation of all the kingdoms in nature. But this statement made in time and space, and as it concerns the form aspect and not the spirit in man, is frequently misleading. And the simple-minded are apt to forget that the Christ said, "He that is not with me is against me."
Yeah, we earlier read that same slide.
But it needs to be.
But now it is connected to. Yeah. Yes, this is connected now to this subject. Okay. Heavy things, isn't it?
I have a a little piece that I'd like to share. It was published in the National Tribune in December 1880, and it's about a vision that Washington had of American trials. And it really touches the heart. If it's not too long, if you have time, I'd be happy to share it.
Okay. Shall we wait that before we end this discussion part, you can read that. But if we now go into the comments and sharing. So, Michael?
Oh, yes. Well, maybe, you know, go back to, there are seven items here, okay?
Right.
And then, so, you know, look, it was a great war, and nothing like that has happened since, but those forces are still prowling, what can one use? And D.K. uses very dramatic language to imply what they are, those 12 leaders of whom we really know nothing, but except that they are extremely intelligent from the concrete mental angle, and they can, unknown to human beings, especially the naive human beings, they can manipulate tremendously and lead to the downfall of the human race, which was their objective. Madame Rorick, in one of her letters, she talked about it. She named these forces as Satan. It's not the same as Blavatsky's view of these angels of light, but she said that this figure wanted to produce a massive explosion on the planet, and D.K. warned of that, and then float away on the wreck. Those are the words that she used. So it's a time of tremendous karma that we have been living through, and it's not over yet. The You see the tremendous tenacity. You know what it means? You hang on and you never let go. Okay. You see the tremendous tenacity counting on the power of the lie, counting on manipulation. That kind of tenacity exists within this evil group. And it is being taken up by those who are under the sway, under the sway of this evil group. He has some very ugly names to call them. I won't even get into it, but basically they are initiates from the previous solar system, and they thrive on the expansion of their concrete intelligence and the spreading of hate so as to divide people from each other and thereby enslave the weakened people. Now, it would be nice to say that we had not left the door ajar, somewhat open, after World War II, but we have. And these forces have crept back into a position of power, although it's perhaps not yet the same kind of power that they had. They seek to reestablish themselves. One of the great ways of doing that is to destroy the will of human beings, destroy their vote, destroy democracy, destroy their share in the greater process. That is one of the ways that they can function, and they are attempting thus to function. It is absolutely incredible that all of these leaders, knowing what is the truth, propagate a lie and hope to grab power through the work of a lie, a deeply offensive and obvious lie and manipulation. And that's why groups of our type have to...
Yeah, while you are talking, Michael, it again reminded me about these three groups, what we can see in somewhat happening. The destroyers of the soul, when we destroy the hope in human beings, when we take away from their natural right to choose, we destroy. When we delude people purposefully that we are giving information which is a lie, we delude them. And then we manipulate when we organize people, we give this wrong impression and then we make them to do something. We manipulate their free choice and this kind of noble choice that everyone should have in throughout the whole life. So, and we see here how a hierarchy is evaluating what is their way to do. But because, as it was saying, said here, this war was not being an aggressive conflict between nations or of hate between the exponents of differing ideologies, but something far more serious.
It was, he said something very interesting, that the true esoteric goal of the German group was to re-establish the primacy of the ancient gods and sweep Christ aside, sweep aside the entire Judeo-Christian approach, and re-establish the ancient gods as they appeared, you know, in Wagner's operas until the end, when he, some transformation came over him and he wrote Parsifal, you know, which was basically a great Christian opera, and it was about Sir Percival, who was against all of this evil. So there were very many occult factors. The story is Hitler sent groups to Tibet to visit black magicians and gain power from them and advice from them. Whether his expeditions ever found them, I don't know, but they were probably some of those who stood behind the leading Nazis and who were obsessing them. So it was basically about the survival of humanity. That particular war, which is why he says much more serious, much more serious. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, okay, I see what you're doing. You're just looking at some of the slides here. It wasn't not an ordinary war. And here's the question. This is the question we have to ask ourselves. Have the forces of light yet won this war? Mm-hmm. See, it's not a foregone conclusion that they have won this war. Not yet. And there is still danger. Even the people who are selfish and they want their power, they don't know whom they are serving. They have no idea of the occult powers behind them, which are still, as he says, stalking the earth. It gives a very menacing sense of things, and he has assured us that the earnest aspirant and disciple will suffer militant attacks by these groups that attempt to stop the progress.
Michael, I'm just thinking about that, how we can practically see some of the warning signs. Whenever we are giving away the attitude or service, that we all the time put the price tag on our service, then we are starting to deviate from the soul. There is something what I always admire in the East, in Asian countries, that whenever I have been, that I have been met such a attitude towards service, like in the backbone, this kind of readiness to do that. And then when was tsunami hitting, how many years ago it was, but there was that amazing stories. Our Finnish people who happened to be in Sri Lanka, and this wave was hitting there. And so they were telling all the time stories about, for instance, one man was telling little boy who was who had lost his family. He didn't know where they were. He had one bottle of water, but he was giving that water to this man and his family. So there's something so beautiful about this serving and able to give away from oneself, which is such a power then, that if we can hold in that, so no evil power can break it. And when we look about in our society, the societies, the dangers, it's a good point to look, how much do you see this natural service? And that is a great protection.
Yes, it's a beautiful story. And I have found a reference which is in the Rays and the Initiations on page 754. And it is the very opposite of what you're talking about, and gives a view of what the true enemy is at this time. Of course, eventually, all human beings are redeemed, however far they have traveled into the land of distances, as it is said. But at this time, we have to pay attention to the following words. And I'll just read this short, short thing. The nations of the world allied themselves with the forces of light to a very large extent. And such is the case today, is it not? And little by little, the cosmic evil was forced back. Now, I assume you can hear me. Just turn off your microphone, everybody, for the time being. Okay. Little by little, the cosmic evil was forced back, and the door, which, and now comes the quotation, kind of like from the old commentary, and the door, which, quote, conceals the place of endless death and hides the countenances of the lords of wicked pride and hateful lust, close quote, was partially closed, but not entirely shut. Its final closing and sealing is not yet accomplished. So this stuff from the old commentary, you know, the place of endless death, the faces, the lords of the dark face, the countenances of the lords of wicked pride and hateful lust. This is the Tibetan's description of what we are dealing with. And these same forces are stalking the earth now, looking for their best advantage. Now, the heart of humanity, says the Tibetan, is sound. So the heart is good. And in general, probably these forces will not succeed. But a relentless attempt is being made at this time to gain another foothold, another entry, another creeping through the door into powerful activity. And we have to remember something. There are three places where this cosmic evil is anchored. One is the Middle East. He doesn't become more specific. Another is a point in Central Europe, and he doesn't become more specific. And the third is the United States itself. And probably in relation to Zionism, something of that nature. So there are anchors for these negative forces. They are still prowling. They are still stalking. They have wicked pride and hateful lust. And he says, expect no mercy whatsoever from these figures. And that's what, you know, we're fighting against that. But finally, Shambhala is the center which really is carrying on the battle. Okay, Tuya, are you there?
I'm here, sorry.
Okay.
So did you read from the chat? There is Diana. Would you please say more about how we left the door open after World War II? And what would it have taken to have closed the door then?
Well, DK connects it with Zionism. And the going backwards to earlier possessions, you know, if something belonged to you 2,000 years ago, does it still belong to you? It had to do with the distribution of the Jewish group potentially all over the world, which would have been the right thing. The assimilation and, as DK says, people would have discovered how ready many countries were to receive this rather highly advanced group, which he says can be part in 500 years of the aristocracy of humanity, spiritual aristocracy, he talks about. But in fact, their Shambhala, or the Promised Land, was interpreted in a material sense. And there was a repetition of the ancient sin that took place in the time of Moses and Joshua. You know, if you think about them as Moriah and Jesus, you realize the karma in which they are involved in a world sense. There was a repetition of taking by the sword the so-called Promised Land. That took place, what, 4,000 or 5,000 years ago? I can't say what the dates are, at least 4,000 years ago. And then the establishment in a concrete sense of the State of Israel, which no doubt has contributed greatly because the Jews are a very intelligent group and they have much to offer, as he says, you know. But the method, he says, little as you may realize it, the same forces that were behind the Germans are now behind the Zionists, and that the Germans and the Zionists is like a family feud. You know, they both are very related to each other, and it was because it took place within the same family, it was such a terribly vicious way of dealing with people, you know. And of course, many other people were swept into it as well. So the idea was that many of the problems in the Middle East left that door open, as well as the general reversion to selfishness of the political, and the church groups. They wanted the old world back again. And instead of building for the new, they sought to rebuild the ancient edifices, the ancient churches. They wanted the old world, and that left the door open.
Michael, Francis has been writing, Congress just approved a multi-billion-dollar contract to sell arms to the United Arab Emirates.
Yeah.
Including top weapons of U.S. arsenal, Notre Dame, Yvonne is commenting. Yeah, yes, what happened to Notre Dame?
Yes, and that has been somehow approved. Yes, yes. And it's just for money. It's just for power. And the, Israel and the United Arab Emirates made some kind of rapprochement, but you begin to wonder whether it was not for the sake of all of the advanced weaponry. We have a very serious concentration of retrogressive third ray energy in the Middle East, and where it will go, who knows. But for our administration to be feeding that is just an indication of the incredible materialism and selfishness of our own industrial military complex. So that's probably a very warlike gesture, really. These instruments will be used in war, it seems. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. People are suffering terribly in the Middle East. I mean, if you look at what's going on in Yemen, they're totally, well, they have an alignment with Iran and so forth, but they're totally outgunned. They're totally overcome by Saudi Arabia with all of its advanced weaponry purchased through oil money. You can see the source of evil that is operating if you look at various countries and their interaction in that level. It's more difficult to retrace the one in Central Europe. I don't think it's Germany anymore.
You know, and what is happening there, like Yemen and surrounding countries, this famine, which is increasing, huge amount, and that is concerning in United Nations about that, where it is going to lead to, because there are already millions of people moving in that area, but when they are starting to move towards the Europe, because the food has ended.
And the climate has become increasingly unbearably hot, so we are creating quite a perfect storm here through our selfishness and our lack of consideration of each other. And the Christ cannot really reappear unless we do something about it.
So there is something what we are going to then take in our ASK program to somehow support now world leaders and keep this kind of thought impact. Look, we in the West, we waste so much food, and we could easily feed everybody. Absolutely. So this way that we are going, that we are just throwing it away, can be used our heads now, minds, to direct food to those sources which needs that and what we have too much. So I think that is one of the aspects of the work that disciples should concentrate every single day to keep those who are on that job that they are enrolled, who needs to direct and perform laws and organizing the distribution on earth in humanity, should be helped now. because it would be how it is technically could happen. I have been trying to puzzle in my head that I don't know, but I'm sure that we are enough wise to solve that kind of problem when we have too much food and the others do not.
This is all part of what you call the reinstatement, or maybe for the first time ever, of the divine circulatory flow.
Mm.
And that is a process of distribution which is very closely related to Aquarius. So the more we get into that particular energy, the more the divine circulatory flow of all necessities will be established or reestablished. I think maybe established in a way for the first time.
And that is I'm sorry.
Go ahead, dear. Yeah.
No, please finish.
No, I've forgotten what I was going to say.
I'm sorry. this is one of those conditions which Christ needs, that there is a general distribution, economical first, but sharing. This is sharing, and it belongs to that.
Yeah.
We can share.
At least the beginning of it, nationally and internationally. And of course, what the COVID is showing is this tremendous split between the super, super rich and those who have less and less. What is it? 1/6 of Americans are now going hungry? Something like that? Was it a sixth or a fifth? Or
what does that mean?
They don't have enough to eat.
And yet, how many billions of pounds are thrown?
Yeah, well, those are bad laws about the throwing away of food. It's a crime, really, of course.
Yeah.
And when, I hate to be a broken record here, but when the suffering gets wide enough and affects a sufficient number of people, that's when the political situation tends to change towards resolving that, towards revolution, if you will. And even the people right now that are so proudly ignorant, they will suffer too. They will suffer too. And yes, thousands of people in the food lines. And of course, as you're saying here, Yvonne, that the ones in power aren't hungry. As a matter of fact, there's a glut. There's gluttony, really. I saw something about the ancient Roman orgies, where they just ate themselves to death, basically. They would eat and eat, and then they'd go throw up somewhere, then come back and eat some more, This is a terrible abuse from a time when cosmic evil was again stalking the earth. And, this whole question you put in here, Yvonne, about Notre Dame, of course, it is sort of the great Virgo symbol of Paris. So it's not simply an ordinary church, but immediately the idea of how to reconstruct it came about. And who's to say it's right or wrong, particularly because of its architecture, its beauty, its symbolism. But on the other hand, the first thing is rebuild the old immediately. Rebuild that. Rather than why has this happened and what is the symbolism involved?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is dedicated to Mary. And in one sense, we can think that Mary is the representative of the Holy Spirit. So one can find those connections that to rebuild that one is not giving up to the darkness as well.
It's a great symbol. And I think... Paris, am I correct? It's ruled by Virgo and Capricorn?
Somewhere at least was Virgo.
So, the whole identity of the city, in a way, has to do with that particular piece of medieval architecture. But it's far more than a building to the Parisians. But nevertheless, you know, rebuild the old, that is the reactionary way of operating. It is a sixth ray method. And when the sixth ray souls begin to be removed from incarnation, that particular tendency will also fade. Mm-hmm. And we will be much more involved in building the new.
Well, I am just suggesting we have been talking 45 minutes. We can come back slightly to this. Okay. Chan is putting, until all people are fed, housed, and made safe, little spiritual development will be possible with those lives. There is no time in their lives except for the issues of survival. The virus will force us into making these provisions. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course, this is one aspect of the human life that we all has to go through the poverty. We have to go through a famine and suffer from that sense, because that is also which is then pushing our inner directives towards the higher life. We start to search. But this, when we are living this kind of times that we can help, that others can help, but do not, that is then when hierarchy is evaluating humanity and the selfishness part of it. That will come then into discussion and consideration. 14, Jesse says, 40 million American households are at risk of eviction as protection expire the end of December. What is eviction?
Eviction, kicked out of your house, kicked out of
really?
Your apartment. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the landlord wants to be paid, of course, because he has his bills too, you know. And the government is frozen and is not providing the extra aid that it would take to keep these people housed and fed and clothed. So it's right. This is a desperate situation. And when you think about the level of desperation, inauthentic desperation, which is being entertained by the sociopathic consciousness within the White House, that's a desperation that's all about the humiliation of the tiny ego. This is a legitimate desperation. Yeah, so basically, whether we have love for others or fellow feeling or any kind of brotherhood, sisterhood, that's going to really emerge at this time. And we're seeing it emerge, and it's very disappointing. More than disappointing, it's shocking.
Hey, many people have hands raised. We will read your comment. Oh my God. Now I don't know who has the hand raised.
Who's has the hand raised?
Jessica.
Maybe can, Jessica, do you want to talk? Jessica.
So Asha, Karen, and Arya may be...
Someone maybe also who has not spoken, you know. Let's try to favor those so they have a chance to say something. And Asha had that, of course. She wanted to read that thing. But yeah. Jessica, do you have something you want to say?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
A little louder.
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah.
I'll put it right next to my mouth.
Yeah.
Does anybody know about the latest testimony from Dr. Pierre Corey at the Homeland Security Committee meeting with what he describes medically as a miracle drug against COVID-19 that actually stops people from getting sick? And he had 48 hours later, no contact from any health official or major news outlet. It's the drug is called Ivermectin. And he said, the data shows it's effective. They've known about this since June. The National Institutes of Health have not heeded their pleads. And he said, people are dying unnecessarily and most of them are minorities. And he can't even imagine seeing another needless death when there's a drug that works. So I just wanted to bring that up, that there's a systematic hiding of the truth, and the medical professionals that are telling us what the truth is are being silenced. And it's at the expense of largely minority populations, which shows the cosmic evil forces from the 30s are afoot in a, but playing out in a different, more manipulative manner.
That's okay. That will, no, I don't know anything about that yet.
But can you put that in the chat?
Yes.
Yeah, that will be helpful. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And who else has, Karen, would you like to say something, or is that because you were reading?
No, that was because I didn't put my hand back down.
Okay. And Arya, is that also the reason that you have hand up?
Yeah, that's the same reason, but I can't see the way how I can drop the hand.
Okay, lower hand. I lowered your hand. Okay. And are there any other comments? We will read then the... Michael, would you be kind and read those from the chat?
I'm trying to do that. Also, we had Asha wanting to say something about this. Was it from 1880, something about Washington, maybe George Washington? Maybe I misunderstood. But anyway, thank you. What Jessica has put in here, that's very good. And Asha, do you want to read that?
Not yet, Michael. Let us say, look the comments first.
Well, I am looking.
So there was, Nisa says, so important to stand in love and take thoughtful action out of love and light. Absolutely. Well,
that's the bottom truth of it all, really, you know.
Yeah.
We're witnessing such terrible things, you know. And if they were absolutely necessary to appear as they are appearing, that would be one thing. But we human beings, we seem to avoid the steps of amelioration. And for very prideful, stupid reasons, we don't want to be seen with a mask, let us say. It's not our political statement. And people are just succumbing. So there's some notes of appreciation. Thank you. That's Nesa saying that she's appreciative to you of your focus on the two men being brothers.
Thank you. Then Yvonne says they want to protect corporations instead of starving people.
Well, this is all, you know, yeah.
Yeah.
About the awareness
all the time about that. How do we, how we can be empathetic? Is that a human being or whatever being, an animal, even empathetic to plants, to the whole life? We have to protect the life. Then yeah. Jesse says 3,000 plus Americans are dying per day. That is unbelievable number, this one.
Yeah.
And then
that can become even more severe now, we're told.
So Chiazzobino, I'm sorry.
There's a question here.
Has been a recent merciless enforcing of the death penalty according to the news read in United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's a very vicious kind of anger. Even this man who was just executed, there was every reason not to execute him. But it was a show of vengeance against black people, in my view. Because the man had, he was only 18 years old, just over 17, mm-hmm. when he, just over the 17-year-old limit, when he was an accomplice, without actually killing anybody, he was an accomplice to kidnapping and murder in which someone was killed. And he's, for 20 years, he's had an entirely different attitude, and the jury members still alive were begging that he be shown clemency. But no, those people who are filled with this vicious anger, they had to throw red meat to their base, if you know what I mean. If you ever have been in the lion house, when feeding time comes, you know what it means to throw red meat to the lions. And murder and death, yeah. It seems to be something they want to see.
And in that, from that perspective, when Pluto just moves through the last decanate of Capricorn, and the more towards the end it moves, it will drag all kinds of evil tendencies from humanity, because the Pluto is that kind of power. And in Capricorn, the Hercules goes into the hell. So all that what is related to this kind of areas in the psyche of humanity will be rampant. And we see all of that too. So let us be prepared for that, according to astrology, we cannot expect any easier time to coming.
No, and also the Book of Revelation, where it basically gives the indication that the lower levels of the astral plane, with which DK says we are to have nothing to do, will precipitate on Earth. So, in other words, we've already seen what obsession can do. And with the sixth and seventh subplanes, we're not supposed to have any matter whatsoever from those planes in our astral body. And those planes and their phenomena, according to the Book of Revelation, will precipitate upon the earth. They call that, among other things, the tribulation. So it's a little gloomy in a way, but it is a Plutonic house cleaning. It's a cleansing. And it will be followed by the imposition of Vulcanian spiritual will. And someone was asking here, Maria Rosa, about the evil in North Korea. Is it the same kind of thing we are commenting about? Well, DK says wherever freedom is denied, it is a sign of that type of evil. And it's one of the most restrictive deniers of human freedom. It's, what do they call it? The hermit kingdom. So many bad things happen, but nobody finds out about it because it's hermetically sealed and completely selfish in terms of maintaining a kind of divine dynasty, just the way the Romans did. You see, when you get a family group there, and by the way, that is threatened in the United States as well, a family dynasty to rule, you know what I mean, then we have the makings of a very evil situation. It becomes a hereditary monarchy, the very thing that the founders of our nation wanted to avoid.
And there is some interesting thing how, when you look how the army is marching, so yep. In Korea, the same way like in Nazi.
The goose step, the goose step.
Goose
yeah.
steps. And it yeah. is strange thing. We cannot say that it means always the fact that way, but just study it.
It's kind of a mechanization of the troops. They lose their human nature. They turn into machines, as it were. And now we learn about China, that it's trying to create biologically through genetic manipulation, the super warrior, huge men with unnatural powers of warriorship. So you see this power aspect that is associated with the Black Lodge, it's coming very much to the forefront. They are mostly third ray monads with first ray souls or first sub ray on the soul, the Tibetan informs us. So whenever you combine the first and the third ray without the second, watch out, you have trouble.
The Tia says the forces of obstructions are relentless and heartless. Decades of horror movies and so-called reality TV glorifying the grotesque has systematically desensitized people of human suffering and pain. They use the internet and media effectively to hypnotize the vulnerable. Warrior family, we must persist. Absolutely, Tia. Yeah, yes, Jessica. Yeah, but Jessica is like this. That is a good that there is a spirit to that. Yeah, but seriously, these are serious signs for all of us. And we still persist, absolutely, and we don't give up. And also we have to look the wonderful sides what are happening, but be very aware what is happening on the other side as well.
So the battle indeed is still on, really. Mm. And the answer to the question, have the forces of light really prevailed? And the answer is not yet. So
no, it is like that. It is not yet clear what humanity is going to choose. That's why we have to do our part very well. That is our job. So now it's already coming.
It's time, I think.
Yeah. So let us have the meditation. Thank you so much for your comments. And wonderful. And yes, I closed my video as well. And we can start our meditation. And we take deep breath and just center ourselves. And now we shift our energy into gratitude, that powerful weapon, inner weapon, what we could say, the gratitude and joy. TK is saying when we align with the love and joy, these are the methods how the healing from the hierarchy is pouring in. We send to ourselves to that where we left our work yesterday and have been in our creative imagination throughout the days. Just stand together. Let us now align with our soul. Create the triangle between the soul, mind, and brain. Recognize that. And thus have a free inflow from the higher self to the lower. We align with our solar angel. And with the solar angel of United States, visualizing this vast angelic cooperation. See how your soul is now linked in this mystery with the Dharma of this great directing entity, the solar angel of US, and the Dharma. I light the way. Now we have been already a few weeks to practice that connection and really recognize the quality of that motto which is pouring from the soul. I light the way. This is connecting us with the Christ. I am the light of the world. Can you distinguish these two lights? I light the way. And I am the light of the world. That you can recognize these vibrations. If times come bad, would come bad, it is always good to try to rehearse in the more peaceful times that we can recognize. Find these energies. We will commit ourselves in the mission of the Christ to bring heaven to earth. Let us say together, we have gathered in your name, Lord Maitreya, be with us. and we welcome his presence. And let us now perform the mudra dhyani. And establish the wordless divine speech, the mudra of meditation and of will, which is holding the worlds in harmony and in perfect balance. Now we will go into our protective work, and before that we will do the cross of divinity, and we are touching these four points: forehead, heart, left eye, right eye, while we are saying the affirmations. And let us touch our forehead and say, as a soul, I work in light, and heart, darkness cannot touch me. Left eye, I take my stand within the light. Right eye, I work, and from that point, I never move. And now, see this lighted cross of divinity protecting you and all the members of this group. We align with the soul sign Aquarius of the United States and the seventh ray, which is related to the new coming age. What we are now going to do, we build very carefully. Master DK says that occult attacks and occult powers warring militantly against the aspirant will occur. They may make their power felt in one or other of the vehicles, and in rare cases where the aspirant is important enough, on all at once. And as we were talking already, the country can be aspirant. Sometimes there will be attacks directed against the individual worker, sometimes against group of workers. And we make sure that our physical body is relaxed. Astral body quiet, and our minds steady. Now we create a triangle between the group personality with our united, unified soul, and with the Master are. The regions of the United States. And we see him as the apex of that triangle. Now we call down a stream of pure white light, pouring through the lower vehicles of the group. Thus cleansing away all that hinders . Hear that light pouring into the covenantal triangle. Into the whole country, coloring the aura, completely pure white light. Cleansing all that hinders. And now we link ourselves up as one. With the Lords or Masters, with the Brotherhood for which we are working. And we recognize the stillness which has been achieved. Visualize those masters or whom you know. Now raising up your vibration higher still. And we try to connect, if possible, with the Chohans. And with the Manu, according to the line of politics. With which we are now working, and along with the attack may come. Through this linking chain and through all the vehicles, we now call a stream of violet light. We visualize this beautiful violet full of light pouring into our sacred circle through the vehicles into the covenantal triangle. and through the triangle into the whole country, coloring the aura of the United States in beautiful, beautiful violet. Building the new patterns according to the plan of the hierarchy and Manu. This method is only used then when the need is dire and the necessity great. And now the vacuum which has been created, we visualize golden, beautiful golden light descending from Buddhi and filling this vacuum the group aura is filled with this golden light and the triangle cover mental triangle the whole country. The whole country is showered by this golden light. Now we move in our work to the second step, and we call upon the angels, angels of protection, forces of light and protection of Archangel Michael and his saving force. May the wall of protective energies now being built by these great angels to keep all illegal actions in leash under the will of God. Archangel Michael, who is like God. He is protector of the Christ and protecting now Christ. We visualize the Christ standing in the center of the covenantal triangle above it. And we, the group, is standing around the covenantal triangle. We call upon the soul ray of United States, the second ray. And visualize the great divine second ray pouring through the heart of the Christ, now into the triangle, covenantal triangle. we see the indigo ray coloring, the aura of the triangle, and pouring out through the crop, through the whole country, coloring it with this beautiful indigo blue color, light of love and wisdom. Moving through the souls of all governments of the states, supporting the soul values, we strongly call and spiritually demand the soul qualities and values being established and let us stand 1 minute in silence and preparing ourselves to that what DK is asking us to emphasize, the renewed application to meditation and a constant steady use of the invocation. After this 1 minute silence, we all sound the second great invocation, and if Michael would be kind and lead us. 1 minute silence.
Let the Lords of Liberation issue forth. Let them bring succor to the sons of men. Let the rider from the secret place come forth, and coming save. Come forth, O Mighty One. Let the souls of men awaken to the light, and may they stand with massed intent. Let the fiat of the Lord go forth. The end of woe has come. Come forth, O Mighty One. The hour of service of the saving force has now arrived. Let it be spread abroad, O Mighty One. Let light and love and power and death fulfill the purpose of the coming one. The will to save is here. The love to carry forth the work is widely spread abroad. The active aid of all who know the truth is also here. Come forth, O Mighty One, and blend these three. Construct a great defending wall. The rule of evil now must end.
In deep alignment, we take a step again, another great work of protection. We align with the Lord of Love, who is standing in the center of the triangle. Before us, we create, in our creative imagination, a wheel of fire with seven spokes of love. Visualize now yourself and the inner working group standing in the center. At the hub of the wheel, which radiates with all living, all-consuming substance of love from the Sacred Heart of the Christ. Yourself and the group, as if we were that hub. From that central position, we send out seven streams of living fire, radiating upon in all rainbow colors. The wheel spinning, the protective energies into the covenantal triangle. And into every single state. And clarion is echoing. We are standing for the good law. We are demanding the good law to be followed. Bring illumination through the evocation of the wheel. suffering imagination through the evocation of love. Bring inspiration through the evocation of the intelligence. We end again by stating, may thy will be done, not ours. With deep gratitude to all who are working together in this sacred circle of brothers and sisters, we send our blessings and we can release the mudra, but we keep in our awareness our posts. We don't let go now. Thank you for everybody. Actually, this is wrong. Tomorrow we meet at 10 p.m. GMT.